Next speaker is Barry Weisletter, Ontario Secondary School Teachers Federation, District Number 12.
Friends, as a vice president of Toronto District 12 OSSTF, I want to convey this message on behalf of the president of the district. It's addressed to OCAP and it reads as follows. I have been instructed by the District 12 Council of the Secondary School Teachers of Toronto, representing some 8,000 members, to protest the ongoing incarceration and denial of bail to John Clark and Shanley Poppin by the police and courts of the province of Ontario. Our members have always believed that members of society are entitled to a free trial, and any punishment that is visited upon citizens must occur only after the citizen is allowed to confront his or her accusers in a court of law. The members of District 12 OSSTF call for the immediate release of John Clark and John Lee Popham and the dropping of all charges against them by the authorities. Now, as a delegate to the Labour Council of Toronto and York Region, I'm also pleased and proud to report that as a result of a meeting last night, the following motion was adopted unanimously. Labour Council calls upon the Government of Ontario to immediately release John Clark and Sean Lee Poppin, who have been held without bail for the past several weeks, urges affiliates to send letters to the Attorney General, Solicitor General, and the media to demand that John Clark and Sean Lee Poppin be released, continues to show solidarity with OCAP in this difficult struggle. That's from the Labour Council of the City of Toronto. And I just want to conclude with this personal observation. It seems to me that we're dealing with a government not apparently concerned with its popularity in the polls, not concerned with its loss of consecutive by-elections, or the prospect of losing government. The Harris government, assured of eventual appointments to corporate boards of directors and life memberships in posh golf clubs, are in a race to wreck public education, to wreck public health care, welfare, health and safety in the workplace, and workers' rights. They will continue to fast-track reactionary legislation like Bill 45, which includes tax credits for private school supporters. The Tories do this regardless of the political consequences, hopeful that subsequent governments will be unwilling or unable to undo the damage. The Tories and their big business backers hate OCAP. They hate John and Sean Lee because OCAP is taking the lead in organizing a fight back. Because OCAP is calling for economic disruption to bring down a regime that is plainly unfit to govern. Denial of bail to John and Sean Lee is not in the interest of public safety. It is purely in the interest of the safety and protection of the social and political criminals in the government. I am proud to stand with many others to demand the release of the OCAP activists and the dropping of all the charges going back to June 2000. And I predict that come October the 16th, the Tories will discover that they can jail a person, but they cannot jail a movement. No justice, no peace. Thank you.